we're going to need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Coming up on the Gym Class Friday edition here on KGYM, the Super Bowl is right around the corner, about 48 hours away. We will talk about it, get your predictions. That'll be part of Carl and Ernie's Pick 6 coming up a little bit later on here on the program. Also, we will talk Iowa State basketball, a little bit of Iowa State football as well, with Eric Heff, the color analyst on the Cyclone Radio Network. All that coming up on a Groundhog's Day edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. And we'll let you know how Zach Johnson is progressing as he is in the second round of the Waste Management Open in Phoenix. Scottsdale, to be exact. Welcome into the Gym Class, 1600 AM, the main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, here on a Friday. Groundhog's Day edition of the show here today. Scott Udash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer, and no Punxsutawney Phil to be seen, or even the Staten Island groundhog that bit the mayor a few years ago, and then the mayor dropped it, unfortunately a passing, and then the mayor wouldn't go there today. But hey, he's just second to Punxsutawney Phil anyway, who did see his shadow today. So I guess officially that means six more weeks of winter. It was sunny in eastern Iowa this morning. Now it is cloudy, so I'm going to go with 5 weeks, Mark. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. 6 weeks to put us mid-March, right?
Right. Right after.
What state tournament is going on then?
Well, the state tournament this year, the girls will begin on February the 26th and run through Saturday, March 3rd. Boys, March 5th through the 9th this year. So you got to pencil down sometime during that two-week duration that there will be some sort of significant weather event here in Iowa. Des Moines, Northwest Iowa, Eastern Iowa, whatever the case may be, more often than not, there is a better chance of having a weather event. I'm using the right lingo, by the way, Mark. And have that happen than the groundhog actually being correct as far as his prognostications are concerned.
You might have been in the game. Did you happen to see John Campbell's piece on Caleb Young, the Iowa wrestler who is from Punxsutawney?
I did not.
It was great. This groundhog apparently has his own living quarters at the Punxsutawney Library, has a mate. I don't know whether they're married or not, but this groundhog is taken well care of.
So you should want to have the same conditions and the same accommodations as Punxsutawney Phil.
It'd be cool to be from Punxsutawney, wouldn't it?
I've never even been to Punxsutawney. Been to Pennsylvania a couple different
occasions. It was a good piece, nevertheless.
As only John can do. John's probably tuned in today. Hi, John. How you doing? 7 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock. We're going to talk Super Bowl, the Patriots and the Eagles, about 48 hours from getting it underway. We talked yesterday about it with one of our handicapper friends from Las Vegas. We'll get your thoughts about it, and that's going to be our poll question coming up, brought to you by Umel's Hideaway. They are located on 1st Avenue Southeast, right next to the Home Depot and behind the Taco John's in Cedar Rapids. That'll be coming up here in just a little bit. We'll talk with Eric Heff, Iowa State, headed to Waco to take on the Baylor Bears coming up tomorrow. We'll have it for you at 6 o'clock with the pregame tomorrow night, 7:05 with the tip-off for that one. And also, we will have high school basketball coming your way tonight here on KGYM. Both games getting underway at 7:30. Myself and Steve Dozer will be over at Xavier. It'll be the Saints taking on Cedar Rapids Prairie. And Alex and Eric Peterson will be down at Solon, as Solon will take on Maquoketa and boys basketball tonight beginning at 7:30.
Someone on the text line was watching John's piece as well. 319-366-1600.
The Hurteen, it's Dr. Jewelers text line,
indeed,
by the way.
Indeed, and that's our phone line, Kyle Mann, across the glass. 1121, he's married. Her name is Phyllis.
Probably is.
I recall that now, yes.
Phyllis and Phil. Hey, what else could it be, right?
Phyllis and Phil for Punxsutawney.
There you go. They've been with whatever. I don't know. I don't think
we had a texter yesterday. Can we fly this groundhog to sunnier climes?
It's a good idea.
And get a different outcome?
No, I think you're right.
It wouldn't be the same, though, would it?
No. You know, because he'll be lounging on the beach, you know, on South Beach.
Yeah.
You just can't plunk Phil out of a, you know, chaise lounge or anything like that. You gotta drag him up by the ear from his burrow hole, you know, when
it's a better result.
20 degrees outside in Punxsutawney. It just doesn't work in South Florida, I don't think. 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in on what we got going on.
We went longer on the Groundhog Day than what we had in the preps.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Yes, we did. Zach Johnson on the course right now. In fact, he is in the midst of the mayhem as we speak. He is playing the back nine first, and he is on the famous or infamous par 3 16th hole right now. Playing today 163 yards with the pin and back. Zach got booed yesterday. Didn't get booed today. Hit it 12 feet away on his approach shot.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he made that putt or not.
Hasn't tried
it yet. Elicit some roars, but Zach just plodding along right now through six holes. He's playing the back nine first in Phoenix, and he's got six pars. So he stands even par for the tournament after yesterday's even par 71. And right now it's going to have to go some. The cut line at minus one right now. And it's doable. No question about it. But he's had, this will be the fourth putt in seven holes. He's had 12 feet or less. Hasn't made any of them. So kind of uncharacteristic for Zach.
That was the bugaboo last year, and hopefully will not be the bugaboo this year. He's had a good start with the putter. Just one of those days, perhaps, but maybe it will turn around if he sinks this 12-foot, 1-inch putt. Isn't shot length great?
It is.
Should have it out there when we're playing. Wouldn't that be great? People around the world can tune in. I know there are some,
I don't think that'd be so good.
I know there are some apps that allow you to do that you can see, and they plot it on the golf course on the real-time map. And I've seen a few of those, and, you know, lines that go straight right and straight left and things like that.
Shot one to native area.
Yes, shot one to backyard. Shot two, drop foot wedge here to shot three. To
you're killing me, man.
Give me a five.
Yeah.
We have never done that. Oh, man. We got the Super Bowl around the corner. I want to hear what you have to say out there.
Zach missed the putt.
Yeah. Kind of the way it's been today. What are your thoughts about it? Who is going to win the game, the Philadelphia Eagles or the New England Patriots, and why? Love to hear from you out there. 319-366-1600. You can reach us via the text line as well. 319-366-1600. The Hurtian and Stocker Jewelers text line. They are located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. That will be our pick later on, one of them, in the final Carl and Ernie's Pick 6 of the year. And looking forward to that. We need just a few wins to put away the team championship for the year. So, you know, we're all looking forward to that, obviously. But why? Why do you think the Patriots, Rob Gronkowski is back. He has passed concussion protocol, and he will be ready to go. We heard from Las Vegas yesterday. This particular person believes that you're going to see a lot of short passing by the New England Patriots. Maybe 50 passes by Tom Brady coming up tomorrow. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it plays out.
Lots of Deion Lewis, right?
Well,
short patterns out of the backfield, little Edelman, little Gronk.
Yes, but you know what? With the Patriots, and this is why you don't take any New England Patriot running backs in fantasy football, because you don't know who's going to do what.
Right, right.
And could be Deion Lewis, could be, you know, Burkhead is back. So he played a big role down the stretch till he got hurt, I think week 15 or something like that. So we shall see. We're going to start things off with our pro football expert, Cajun Troy.
Hey, guys. How things going?
Good.
Okay.
Who dat?
I want you, first of all, before I make my prediction, I want you to know that I picked every winner right in the playoffs. Even my Saints. I didn't expect us to beat Minnesota. So you know,
yeah, but that hurt, though.
No, it ain't hurt either. But listen, we would have got killed by Philadelphia. So, see, I'm a person like, I don't want you to even go if you're not capable of winning it all. Okay? So
okay.
That's my cup of tea. So I was okay with that and everything. So I picked the underdog, Atlanta. I was like, Atlanta, Philadelphia's going to kill Atlanta. Philadelphia's going to take care of Minnesota. So Philadelphia's winning. And I picked this Philadelphia in the middle of the season before Carson Wentz got hurt. I looked at this team and said, this is a darn good team. And Philadelphia's winning Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Cole's got like 6 weeks. He's had time to get together. And he was the starter, okay, when Chip Kelly was there. So it wasn't like he was somebody that they picked up the street, okay?
Yep.
And I think what Peterson did, I think we said what they did, they went to look at all his plays that he did well in his whole career. And that's what they did against Minnesota. And everybody talking about Belichick, oh, give him 2 weeks. Give this dude 2 weeks. And you think they're just sitting there and don't know this? So I said their defense is better. I really think, and that's what's going to get them. And he could throw 75 passes, but I feel that this is Philadelphia's time, and they're going to win. I really think they're going to hit Brady, and they're not just going to hit Brady in the first half. They're going to hit Brady in the second half. They may have a little bounty gate like the Saints did to Brett Favre. So he's going to get hit and hit and hit. So that's my prediction. So I just hope it's a great game, and it's just time for the city of Philly to hit the fans and get a victory.
Are you a big commercial fan?
No, Trey? Oh no, God! I'm a clicker. I click.
Well,
so you ain't got to worry about that, and that's what it is. So no, I don't even get because I'm not gonna buy the product, and I don't care what you're trying to sell me.
All right. Thanks, Troy. Appreciate
all right,
it.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Cajun Troy joining us here. 319-366-1600. I think 75% of this country is going to be rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles tomorrow. I really do.
Matt in Cedar Rapids on the text line. I'll take the Patriots, but go Eagles. One hit to Gronk, and the game changes.
True. There are so many variables in this, but it seems like every time they need it, Bill Belichick, by the way, did you watch the two Bills last night for a while?
I did not. I was watching.
30 for 30?
No.
Okay. All right. It was interesting in parts. Interesting in parts. I do respect Bill Belichick. I mean, I'm not a huge fan, but I do respect Bill Belichick. I think he's a good coach. And, we'll see. We'll see. He can bring out something that you just have no idea that's coming down the pike. And there it is, and it works to perfection. And we'll see. I think, like I said, most of the folks are going to be rooting for the Eagles, except for the Northeast and probably the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Will not be.
Breaking out of the Iowa football program, just news coming, down now, and reported by multiple beat writers that Ryan Boyle will be leaving the Iowa program. Boyle has been not really a factor on the team after coming in from West Des Moines Dowling, played quarterback and wide receiver during his career. Not sure how many games he played, actually.
Very few.
But he is going to leave the program, and we'll see where he lands.
Yeah, and he'll be a grad transfer eligible to play right away there, but you know, when Ryan Boyle came out of Dowling, he quarterbacked to one of the teams that won the state championship game. And, boy, I thought he had a chance to get on the field. I really did. A lot of people are saying he was going to be the changing face of Iowa football. This is why you got to take everything with a grain of salt. Mm-hmm. Everyone saw Ryan Boyle as the all-state quarterback here in the state of Iowa, leading Dowling Catholic to the 4A championship. A running quarterback, more than a passing quarterback, although he could throw it very, very well, had a very strong arm. And, okay, he's coming in. Everything's changing. Stop me if you've heard this before on Iowa football with the offense. Everything's changing. Run first. Spread look. Never happened, did it?
No.
No, didn't happen out there. So, much like the Iowa coaching staff, we wish Ryan Boyle the best. All right, 18 past the hour at 3 o'clock. We're going to talk Iowa State, Cyclone basketball, and a little bit of football, I would imagine, as well. Eric Heft is going to join us coming up next. He does a great job along with John Walters on the Cyclone Radio Network. And, of course, we'll have their game tomorrow night, Iowa State and the Baylor Bears. Back with more after this. You're listening to the Friday edition of the Gym Class coming your way right here on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
You'll find more and more companies in the IT business charging a flat rate to their client each month, but we don't have that here. I'm Patty with Network Computer Solutions. We would never charge somebody just to have a relationship with them, only for services that we provide, because we really value the relationship that we have with our clients.
Call NCS at 247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will. Because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out carpentersunionapprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
The Gym Class in the Gym. KGYM, Eastern Iowa Sports Talk Radio.
Back on the Gym Class at 320 here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And we have the Emil's Hideaway poll question up. The winner of Super Bowl 52 will be Fly Eagles Fly or Do Your Job, the Eagles or the Patriots. Do your job. That's that mantra of Xavier football right there. Just do your job. That's Dwayne Schulte's mantra over there for the 3A state champion Xavier Saints.
Adam, on the text line, I took the 5.5 points a week ago. Go Philly.
All right. Mm. Coming up at the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, they'll have your final chance to win tickets to see the sold-out show Avenged Sevenfold with Breaking Benjamin and Bullet from My Valentine. Coming up on February the 9th, next Friday night at the U.S. Cellular Center, and that is part of their Stage World Tour. Your final chance to pick those tickets up will be coming up next from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock tonight with Todd and with Alex and with Rob. That'll be coming up a little bit later on. We'll let you know how Zach is doing on the golf course throughout the show here today. We'll have the pick six coming your way with Super Bowl predictions here in just a little bit. Tomorrow night, Iowa State will take on Baylor down in Waco. And to talk about that and all things Iowa State, we welcome in our friend Eric Heft, who does a great job on Cyclone radio broadcasts along with John Walters. And hey, good to talk to you, Eric. How you been?
I've been great. Better after Wednesday's game than last Saturday's. But hey, that's kind of the way it goes.
Well, was that? There is no doubt that was Iowa State's best performance of the year, right?
Probably. The Texas Tech game was pretty impressive too. I mean, that was a top 10 team, and they've continued to play well since they left Ames. So they were both good. Yeah. I guess it just illustrates kind of where Iowa State is right now. Ceiling is really pretty high. But the floor, it's kind of low. I think that's one of the things they have to try to tighten up.
What's the latest on Nick Weiler-Babb that you know of, Eric?
Well, he's not going to play tomorrow. And I think he's going to wait and see, maybe get a good feel for it on Monday and Tuesday, whether or not he'd be able to go next week. But, you know, he's been dinged up. His knee's been bothering him all year. And it slowed him down enough. You know, in Iowa State, to be successful, I think they need to really push the pace, push the tempo. And when Nick can't really get out and go or is uncomfortable doing it, Iowa State just doesn't play as well. So hopefully he can get back to close to 100%. And then, because he's had a terrific year. I mean, a surprising year on many counts. But they really need him to be that way.
I think that I don't think there was any doubt, but Iowa State was challenged by Steve Prohm after the Tennessee game. And the way they came out on Wednesday night, I think Iowa State took it personally. Is that the way you viewed it?
I think it wasn't just Steve Prohm took it personally. I think the players, you know, Donovan Jackson, the senior, I think he really was one of the guys in the locker room that really stressed, hey, this is unacceptable. We can't play like that. We owe our fans more. We owe ourselves more. And so it's a combination of Steve as well as some of the players who really stepped up. And I think got a good view of what Zoran Talley's capable of, too. I mean, his numbers weren't as impressive. I mean, they had two guys with over 20 points. You know, Donovan and Lindell both played really well. Your two inside guys had double-doubles. But I think Zoran Talley was the X factor in that game because West Virginia couldn't keep him from bringing the ball up the floor against the press. And when they can't get turnovers off the press, they're hurting. So just a lot of guys, but a lot of guys stepping up and knowing that their backs were against the wall.
Definitely agree with you on Talley. I was going to go a different route on really an X factor for this team. And I wonder what you thought about Cameron Lard. I mean, the heralded freshman in this group is Lindell Wigginton for sure, but Cameron Lard has really stepped up his game at a double-double against West Virginia, and when he stays out of foul trouble and does that, I think it's a different dynamic to this team, isn't it?
Oh, no question. He has exceeded my expectations. You know, he hadn't really played for a couple of years, but he's athletic. He's got a good feel for the game, for much better than I expected. But he's got size. He can run the floor. He's got a nice offensive game for a guy who still, you know, has only scratched the surface. I think he's got a chance to be a next level kind of player. But you know, when he plays well, which has been really, he's been pretty consistent, to be honest. Didn't play well against Tennessee, but you could lump everybody into that category.
Mm-hmm.
But he was great against Mo Bamba. Bamba, a terrific player. But if you look at Cam's numbers against those guys, against him in particular, I mean, he had 33 points, 27 rebounds, 28 rebounds, and six block shots in those two games combined, you know, against a guy that's going to be a top five pick in the NBA draft. And, you know, with a 7'9 wingspan, he didn't back down. I think that's a really good sign for him. He's a real competitor. He's fiery. Sometimes he has to keep that under control, but you'd rather have a guy that has that fire and somebody you're always trying to get jacked up to play.
Eric Heff joining us here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class at 3:26 here on KGYM. We're at the halfway mark. This is a very key game tomorrow night. A lot of people wouldn't look at it that way, but if Iowa State wants to get into postseason play, probably got to win at Baylor tomorrow night.
Well, I mean, they have lots of opportunities, but yes. I mean, they need to figure out a way to win on the road. They haven't done that yet this year. Been close a couple of times, you know, lost a game they probably should have won, Stillwater, had a great game in Lawrence, but then the other games have not been very good. So they got to find a way to take what they took out onto the court, you know, against West Virginia on Wednesday night, get that down to Waco somehow, and really play with some fire. I think if they do that, they've got a great chance.
Eric, some regarded the Big 12, and maybe still do, as the best basketball conference in the country, but the SEC nicked the Big 12 6-4 against it. What's your thoughts on the Big 12 right now?
I think it's great. It's really really tough in terms of depth. I mean, if you take the worst two teams in the league record-wise right now, you know, Iowa State and Baylor's now in last place. I mean, Baylor has... they had Kansas down, 6 points in Lawrence, you know, with 4 minutes to go. Iowa State's got wins over resounding wins over a team in West Virginia that was rated number 2-3 weeks ago. The top, I think they were rated 11th on one poll this week. That's the depth of the league right now. I mean, it's really tough. I mean, Baylor scored 96 against Oklahoma on the road on Wednesday night. So there's just a lot of parity, if you will, in the league. Is the top good as it's been? Probably not. But I think the depth of the league is better than any league in the country.
Yeah, I was just going to ask. I mean, you go back to the Big 8 days, and from 1 to 10 or 1 to 8 or 1 to 12 or whatever the configuration was, I think he hit it on the head. You may not – Kansas, yeah, they're Kansas. It might not even be a great Kansas team, but there's not a night off in this league this year.
No, it's tough, you know, and I think teams have found that out when they've played Iowa State. Cyclones have 3 wins. They're 3-6 in the league right now, and all 3 wins are by double digits, you know, so which is really kind of crazy when you consider Iowa State's hanging in there at tied for 8th right now. But the league is really strong. There are a lot of really good players in this league. Obviously Trey Young, but you know, Devontae Graham. There's tons of really, really good players, and the coaching in this league is outstanding.
And you had...
in the old days it was, you know, go back, you know, 4 or 5 years, you know, and you got Texas Tech and TCU, and you think, well, maybe we can get 4 wins there. There's no place you can look and say, hey, we're going to get 1 win, let alone 4.
Yeah, and you and Iowa State, you haven't even seen Trey Young yet.
Right. I'm looking forward to it, though.
Yeah. Well,
you know, as I watch other games, you know, I'm getting ready for the Baylor game. So I watch their game with Oklahoma. It's hard not just to watch Trey Young. he is unbelievable. He is so dynamic.
Yeah, he is. Well, he's open when he gets off the bus. So, and those guys are very dangerous to try to defend, certainly. And and I think it's great that way Iowa State bounced back after Tennessee and the way that this team was challenged. But, you know, the fans have stayed behind Iowa State. They're not going to go anywhere, certainly. And, you know, that's a hallmark of this program.
Oh, it is, you know, and it's great to have, you know, sellout crowds every game, you know, and coming off that Tennessee game, but, you know, a lot of people you think might scratch their head about whether they're going to show up for a 6 o'clock game on a Wednesday night against a ranked team. But boy, they were there and they really played a great part. The team fed off the crowd and vice versa. So it was a great, great environment and a great win.
It was a great fall as well, Eric, and I wonder what your thoughts are right now in terms of the early signing period after Iowa State wins 8, including a bowl game.
Well, you know, every coach in the country has had a good recruiting class.
Of course, yeah.
One of the things I really like about what Matt has done, though, he identifies players that he likes. I mean, I'm not comparing to Bill Belichick, but it's like he has guys he thinks are going to be good fits. And with going to play for Coach Campbell, you've got to be a good fit in a lot of different ways. Obviously, you have to be a good player, you know, but you have to fit the culture he's trying to create and has created at Iowa State in these 2 years. So he's thrilled about it. And I think if you look at what Iowa State has coming back next year, I think it's a team that's going to be better than the one that played this year. Now, the schedule is always tough. But having said that, I look for Iowa State to be in that first division conversation again in this league, which is going to be really good.
And Iowa State's in the mix for an Arizona quarterback who is also being courted by Alabama and A&M.
Right. He's got Brock Purdy has offers from it was Central Florida, Iowa State, Alabama, and Texas A&M. He's taking his final visit there. He's going to decide on Monday or Tuesday. He's going to announce it Wednesday morning signing day morning. So it would be a great get. We already have one quarterback signed on campus, Real Mitchell from California, who they think can play some next year, at least as kind of take what Joel Lanning did. Not the same kind of guy because he's got tremendous speed. But I think you're going to be okay at quarterback next year. Brock Purdy would be a great get, and I think Matt and his staff have done such a great job of relating to players they recruit. Even the ones they don't get, they always have a lot of great things to say about the coaches, and I tell you what, it's a staff that works their tail off. I mean, they are relentless, and that's what you have to be at Iowa State, probably any place, but I think especially at a place like Iowa State.
Well, and that's what Matt Campbell is doing. We've seen him twice over here in the last couple of weeks, along with Coach Haycock and others chasing down Eastern Iowa recruits and spending time with coaches in this neck of the woods, even though they don't have players, just to get their foot in the door and just to introduce themselves and say, hey, you know, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the great things, too. And you've got to give Jamie Pollard a lot of credit. His contract with Matt, I mean, everybody thought after Iowa State beats Oklahoma and beats TCU that Matt's going to spring somewhere else. Well, Matt really believes that he can win. He even win the conference at Iowa State, and he's determined to see if that's actually possible. But he definitely believes it, and you know the contract with the buyout that they both agreed on is one that is a real stamp that, you know, hey, I'm going to be at Iowa State for quite a while, and we're going to figure out a way to make it work. And so far, I would say I give him an A+.
Yeah, and I guess the one difference going into the 2018 football season is that Iowa State will not be a secret now, and the talent that they have after the wins against Oklahoma and TCU and the Liberty Bowl win, it's a little bit different being the hunted instead of the hunter, but I think Coach Campbell will get them to buy in.
I don't think there's any question. You know, I think they relish that. I mean, you know, I think the Oklahoma win was a surprise. I think TCU knew what they were in for when they came. And I think they were ready, but you know, Iowa State had. I thought the coaches did such a great job. Obviously, the players played well, but they had great plan on both offense and defense on what they could do against that TCU defense. It's a staff that's. I've never seen a football staff that as together as this staff. I mean, most of them came from Toledo with Matt, or they had coached with him there before, and they're all on the same page. There's no debate in the meeting rooms about what our identity is going to be. I mean, they know exactly who they are, what they want to do, and it's just full speed ahead.
There may never be a better story than Joel Lanning, Eric. I don't have to tell you that, but it's going to be interesting to see what he does on the next level, if anything. But what a remarkable story.
Well, as one of the guys, you know, when coaches always want to change the culture when they come into a program that hasn't had a lot of success, you know, and Matt's done it, but you can't do it without some key pieces and players who really take it to heart. And Joel is that guy for sure. Not just Joel, a lot of guys, but Joel made the ultimate sacrifice in terms of not playing quarterback after he'd been a starter. But doing something to help the team, and boy, did he ever help it. I mean, it was a great story. You take that story and the Kyle Kemp story, I mean, a couple of the best stories in all of college football actually came from Ames last year.
Yeah, yeah, very much so. And, hey, before we let you go, you got to go to Baylor tomorrow, and what's Iowa State got to do? What's the one thing in your mind they have to do to win that game?
I think they've got to play with a passion. They play with the Hilton Coliseum, where they played with most times, not throughout last Saturday, but play with that kind of passion on both ends of the floor. You know, they've got a guard. You know, I thought they did a really good job of the big wins they've had. They have really been good defensively, and they've got to take that passion on the defensive end. If they do that, I think they can make enough shots to win.
And shooting 62% doesn't hurt anything either.
Well, it always looks good when you make the shot. There's no getting around that. But yeah, I thought the defense was really good in that game. The way they have, I mean, West Virginia's turning teams over about 18, 19 times a game. Iowa State turned it over only 8. I mean, it was just a lot of things. But obviously making shots sure makes it all look good at the end.
Eric Hefter was always about the assists. I don't know about the, you know, come on.
I only passed when I couldn't get a shot.
The truth comes out. Oh, man. Hey, Eric, appreciate it as always. Safe travels to with you and John and the crew to Waco, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good, guys. Always great to be with you.
All right. Eric Kaff joining us here on the Friday edition of the Gym Class in KGYM. You can hear his call along with John Walters coming up tomorrow. Of course, Eric, one of the great assists. He's still right up there.
I think he might have a single game assist record still, maybe.
I think he still does.
Yeah.
I think he still does. It was a great guard for the Iowa State basketball teams back in the day.
Zach Johnson has made a kick-in birdie at the short par 4, 17th. He is now 1-under and under the cut line right now. He's through 8 holes at the Phoenix Open.
Drove it in the bunker on 18, though.
Yep.
So hopefully he can get up and down from that. 337, again, our poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. The winner of Super Bowl 52 will be the Eagles with Fly Eagles Fly or the Patriots with Do Your Job.
You know, Todd Bromekamp used the numeral 52, numerals 52. He's probably unsure whether we could read Roman numerals. You think?
Well, there's a
let's see, 50. That's L11.
Yes,
is that right?
There's a movement afloat by, of course, you know, because people have nothing better to do than to outlaw Roman numerals. Does it really matter? I don't know. Really, Roman numerals are only used once a year in the Super Bowl. Am I right on this? Basically,
well, sometimes you know, you'll see at the end of a movie that you know, copyright.
That's true. Old television shows as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's about the only time you see it. Hey, I learned Roman numerals through the Super Bowl. So, hey, it's like a Schoolhouse Rock thing. What we have to work with. All right, 3:38, we will take a break, come back. We will assemble the panel one final time this year for the Carl and Ernie's Pick Six, as we will pick Super Bowl, the game, some props, everything. We'll do that when we come back here in KGYM.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Learning where your DNA comes from with 23andMe.com might just inspire you to explore your connection to the world, like Kate. 45% of Kate's DNA is from the British Isles, so she took a little bike trip through Scotland. And 10% of her DNA is from North Africa, so she paid a call to Morocco. Order a DNA kit with 23andMe.com today and let your 23 pairs of chromosomes show you another way to experience the world. Get over 75 reports on ancestry, health traits, and more at 23andMe.com.
If you've been delaying that oil change, replacing those brake pads, or ignoring that check engine light, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and use your tax refund to take care of problems you've been putting off. Spend a little of your tax refund on your vehicle now and avoid costly repairs down the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Get super savings during Menards Super Sale. Window treatments can easily transform any room. Right now, get 25% off special order Levalor window treatments from Menards. Levalor has blinds and shades that will fit any decor you're looking for. Choose from hundreds of styles and colors of blinds and shades. All 25% off during Menards Super Sale. Get super savings now through February 3rd.
Save big money at Menards.
In honor of the extra most bestest with the most cheese and the most pepperoni, we hired the most spokespeople.
Little Caesars Extra Most Bestest has the most cheese and the most pepperoni for the nation's best price. Just $6. So don't go anywhere else.
Claim of most cheese and most pepperoni at the nation's best price is based on comparison of Little Caesars Extra Most Bestest pizza and the other three national pizza chains' large round standard menu one-topping pepperoni pizza sold at everyday menu prices at participating locations plus tax.
Pizza, pizza.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind. In school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn. For real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
Two guys who may have faces made for radio. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes. The Gym Class. KGYM.
Panel being assembled here, and while we get everybody together, we can tell you about our high school and our athlete of the week. We'll start with our high school team of the week. It is brought to you by Carpenters Union Local 308 in Cedar Rapids, Local 1260 in Iowa City, Local 678 in Waterloo and Dubuque. Our corridor spotlight team of the week this week, the Iowa City High Wrestling Team, as they crowned two champions and won the Mississippi Valley Conference Tournament title that last Saturday over at Jefferson High School, as they won their first one since 2002 and ended the five-year streak for Cedar Rapids Prairie. Also got a win last night against Linmar in their MVC finale. They were also a division champion. as far as the Mississippi Valley Conference is concerned. So congratulations out to the Little Hawks. And this week, we honor, as our Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa Athlete of the Week, Iowa City Regina's Alex Weiss, as she had just an amazing night last Tuesday in a game that we brought you here on KGYM against West Branch. The junior had a Megan Gustafson night. She had 23 points and a school record 25 rebounds in the Regals' win over West Branch. So congratulations to Alex Weiss. And we'll see her tomorrow night as we got a couple Saturday games coming your way here on KGYM as we will have Dubuque Senior and Iowa City West in the afternoon. Alex going to have the call on that one as well. That should be a dandy. Senior's playing really well with Noah Carter back right now and with Carter Stevens. And then tomorrow night, Regina and Kennedy girls basketball. Good one right there.
Speaking of Gustafson, we haven't mentioned much about the Iowa women winning in overtime at Michigan State, the third overtime between those two teams in the last 2 years. Gustafson, another big game and really a key win for Iowa coming down the stretch here.
Yeah, congratulations to them. Needed that win and got that win. Well, it's it's melancholy when we get everybody together for the final time in studio like this for the pick six of the season. It's like the Swallows leaving Capistrano and things like that. It's like baseball teams picking up all the gear and heading back in different directions. Unless you're winning. No, I'm kidding.
What got into you?
I don't know. I'm waxing poetic today. Todd is here. And
I was going to try to say something offensive about Maquoketa just in case anybody was listening on their way to the game that Alex is going to be doing. Alex, you got the Maquoketa game tonight, right?
I do.
You enjoy that.
I will.
They're our rivals.
Did you know it was pronounced Maquoketa from the day you arrived here?
Yes.
Because, guys, how many times have you seen media arrive in the market and, you know, it's a high of 13 in Maquoketa today?
Whatever you do, make sure that you don't refer to people from Maquoketa as greasers. I do not like it when you. So whatever you do, do not refer to people from Maquoketa as greasers.
I remember.
I will not.
You talk about local media people. Our voice guy, bless his heart, who is Canadian, Jack. I even did the pronouncer of Maquoketa. Still didn't get it.
Yeah, sounds like he struggles. He struggled with Akron, didn't he?
Yeah, there was one that he struggled with. Yes.
Sounds like we need a pronunciator for these bands. We're going to. Tickets to the bands we're going to give away next week?
Ja Rule and T-Pain.
Oh, Mark.
Would you write that out for me?
Yeah. Mike Jones?
Mark, we have an even more special surprise for you next week that we'll drop on you on Monday.
Yeah, we got a new sponsor. We can't mention
No. Yes, that's in the offing, but that's not it. You don't know about it. There is a special surprise next Monday.
How am I going to get through the weekend?
Mark Duke's Ja Rule Karaoke Hour.
Surprise isn't waiting until Monday.
Todd, help us out here.
Yeah, I'd like people to still be listening at 4 o'clock when our show comes on the air. So in the interest of keeping people on the edge of their seats, it is the last Carl Linerney's Pick 6 of the year. We've got Sean with us, and somebody's going to take home a $30 gift certificate to his bar on Highway 1 West in Iowa City, and this will be a Super Bowl-related edition of the Carl Linerney's Pick 6. And Kyle was our weekly winner last week, pretty much all but salting things away for the gym class in the weekly or in the yearly standings, although 28-3. That was the score of the Super Bowl last year, and the Patriots came back to win the thing, so I'm not writing anybody off here, but Kyle, we're going to go ahead and start with the game itself. New England is a 4.5-point favorite over the Eagles.
We did this on Woodjay yesterday for a few different reasons. I'm going to take Philadelphia to at least keep it close.
Yeah, congratulations on your Rookie of the Year win, by the way.
Have I sealed it up yet?
I think you have. I think he's
only two up on Alex.
Well, Alex is not a rookie.
That was the joke.
That's right.
It was a very subtle joke. There was only one rookie on the panel. I see Scott and I are operating on the same wavelength here. The rest of you guys are wandering in the wilderness like the Pine Barrens episode of The Sopranos.
Taking about those tickets next week.
I've gone back and forth on this one. I always say you don't bet against Bill Belichick, and part of me wants to take Philly and the points here, and I think that that's going to be the wise thing to do. So I'm going to go ahead and take New England.
Alex.
It made no sense, did it?
Good luck. Your locks may be changed.
In the interest of trying to make some ground up on Kyle, he just took the Eagles, and you're telling me I get Tom Brady and Bill Belichick? I'm going to take the Patriots.
Are you Tyler Ridering?
And Patrick Chung. You also get
Patrick Chung. And Riley McCarron, correct?
Sure. Why not? Hi, Sean. Good afternoon. Again, thanks for sponsoring the Pick Six this year. A lot of people love this segment, and we do appreciate all your help.
And not a problem, guys. I appreciate everything you guys do as well.
You bet. Who do you like?
I got to go with the Patriots. Never go against Brady.
I'm like Todd. Everything in my being says, why in the world are you going to do this? I think they're going to win the game, but I'm going to take the Philadelphia Eagles in 4.5 points.
Did you not listen to Dave Koch in our Las Vegas handicapper yesterday on the
show? I was mesmerized by his photo.
If not, go back to the podcast. He said, well, the line has come down, but the sharp guys have yet to weigh in.
And they did overnight.
On New England. Give me the Patriots.
You see those two bets that came in overnight? Holy cow.
The over-under on this game's 48.5 points, and I have to lead off here on this one. I'm going to take the under.
I like the under as well.
Sean, over or under 48.5?
I'm going over.
Going to go with the over. I'm going to stick with the under in this one.
I got to go over.
I think Philly scores because New England's defense sucks, and I think New England scores because they've got Tom Brady, so I'm going to go over.
I like where we're at right now. We've got three New Englands to two Philadelphias on top, and then we've got two unders, and you guys have two overs. So if the under, we're picking up ground here is what I'm trying to say. Now, my favorite one every year, Alex, the coin toss. Heads or tails? Not what will be called, what the coin will actually come up.
I've done a coin toss once. I was in seventh grade, and I was always told tails never fails, and that's correct about 50% of the time, so I'm going to go with tails.
How'd you do? Did you win the toss?
I did win the toss.
Attaboy. Attaboy. Sean, heads or tails?
We lost 50-6, though.
I'm going to go heads.
Going to go with heads. I'm like my colleague to the right, Alex. Tails never fails.
Always tails.
I was going to say the same thing. Tails never fails.
Except when it does.
Oh, tie.
I have to choose heads, as did Sean, so there's an opportunity. Now, the coin toss would be a lot more interesting if it were like a roulette table where there was the green zero and double zero at the end, and it wasn't quite a 50-50 proposition.
We're pulling a bowling night in America here where we're going to take an unsurmountable lead. Wreck this.
Sean, Tom Brady's passing yards over or under 294.5?
Over. Kind of a big game.
I did listen to Dave yesterday. Dave said Brady's going to throw over 50 times. I'm going to go over 294.5.
Agree.
Yep. Sheer volume. Got to go over.
Under.
Give me the under.
Oh, we're going to blow this.
No, this is going to be Woodshed 52404.
How'd that work out? Got him to the Pinstripe Bowl. Just remember that. Jay Ajayi, rushing yards for the Eagles, Scott. Over, under, 63.5.
I will go under.
There's a lot of weapons on the Philadelphia team. Let me go under as well.
I personally think this is the easiest one that we're picking this week. I'm going to go over.
Well, if Kyle thinks it's the easiest one we're picking this week and he's going over, then I'll just go under for the sake of being the opposite. Alex?
The Patriots take away the other team's best player. Their defense does that regularly. I'm going to go under.
It's like you at the poker table, Todd. You're in position.
I can't help the fact that Kyle won last week. It's given us a little bit of an opportunity here, a window, if you will. Sean, over under, 63.5 yards for Jay Ajayi.
I'm going to go with the over on that.
All right.
Now, this is one of my favorites because I looked and I thought, and then I did a little research, and yes, the MVP of the game, will it be a quarterback or any other position? And you think this may be an easy call? It is about, in the history of the previous 51 Super Bowls, roughly a 50-50 proposition between a quarterback winning the MVP and someone else. So, Mark, QB or not QB? That is the question.
Jeez, they're already weighing in on the text side. I'll take Kyle. Jeez.
Oh, see ya.
I'm going to go QB.
QB or not QB, that is the question, and no one even batted an eye. I worked all day on that one.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's not a good way for the pick six to go out on.
I missed an easy one from Alex yesterday,
too. I'm buying Mark more time here because I see the hamster wheel spinning over here.
No, I said QB.
Oh, you said QB.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I missed that.
Yeah, there's a lot of players out there, but basically I look at the Patriots, and if they're to win, it's probably because Brady's the MVP. So I'm going to go ahead and go QB.
I will go non-QB, playing the percentages theoretically.
Give me the field, non-QB.
Sean, QB or not QB?
Tom Brady's a quarterback last I saw, so I'm going QB.
All right, I am with you. I was going to say LeBron, but then I'm going to change it to QB. That was my attempt.
Well, if a non-quarterback wins, we just picked up two spots right there. And now the tiebreaker, and Kyle, we'll start with you. Total points in the game. Remember, the over or under is 48.5. Use that as a point of reference if you choose.
And I took the over. I'm going to take 55 points.
I took the under, so I'm going to go ahead and say 44.
Alex.
I'm going to go with 33.
Whoa, that's way under. Sean, what do you like?
Would you pick, Todd?
44.
45.
41. 21-20.
50.
And there you have it.
If we blow this, you Nash,
I know,
we are never, ever going to hear the end of it.
We've blown Wednesday nights worse than this.
Now, look, the two clowns have left the room here. The guys who owe us lunch. So just, we'll have a little meeting of the minds here between the three
meeting
of us.
Meeting of the five families?
Yeah. Is it time to start breaking knees, or what's going on here? These guys have had all year. All year to buy us lunch.
You think they could get a frozen pizza or something?
Edit the bylaws. Oh, wait a minute. You got to go within a month or something like that.
Well, I sent a not-so-subtle reminder a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you've been busting chops on emails.
Well, you know what the response was? They blamed you.
Why?
Because you are the one with the schedule that everybody has to work around all the time.
Oh, he's retired.
Are you kidding me?
He can eat it anytime.
Exactly. So we'll have to work on this. Sean, we appreciate everything that you've done for us with the pick six, and I wish you and Carl and Ernie's the best, and hopefully somebody's going to take home that final $30 gift certificate. 319-366-1600. We need six callers. What'd you say in the text line was saying? Don't pick Kyle?
No, they were all wanting Kyle. Oh, Kyle Nation is speaking.
Kyle Nation?
Kyle Nation is speaking. Thanks, Sean. Appreciate it, buddy.
You know, there's a town called Lost Nation.
Talk to you later.
All right.
About 50 people live there.
It's about a town called What Cheer, too.
I've been to Whatcheer.
Oh, they can hear us in Whatcheer, can't they?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We have listeners in
Whatcheer. I love Whatcheer.
Yeah.
Can they hear us?
The old opera house.
That's the question.
Oh, they can hear.
You know what?
We've had Sage on before.
I don't want to use all my Makokata material on any given night. Bill Fleming's not still coaching.
No, he is not.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't think so. Probably about 90 right now.
319-366-1600. Quickly, who's coming up on the show?
We've got a handicapper of our own, Lee Sterling. We'll catch up with Iowa assistant basketball coach Sherm Dillard. We're going to touch base with former Iowa offensive lineman Sean Welsh. Rob Howell from HawkeyeNation.com will be there as well. And we'll hit on all of the issues of the day.
All right. Mark, have a good weekend.
Yeah, enjoy the game, everybody.
Yep, game at 1 o'clock, all three frequencies. We'll talk to you tonight at Xavier for the Prairie Xavier girls basketball game.
It's always more fun to be with friends as you cheer on your favorite team. Whether attending the game, watching at a bar, or hosting a party, it's very important to know that fans don't let fans drive drunk. Before choosing to drink, choose your team's MVP, a sober designated driver. Avoid the unsportsmanlike conduct of driving drunk by handing off your keys so that you, your passengers, and everyone on the road can be safe. Your team victory will only be worth celebrating if you and your friends make it home. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.